Hello, students in GESC 399. My name is Peter, and I'm the Geography Librarian at the Laurier Library. In this video, I'll talk about how to find the latest and most relevant scholarly articles for your literature review. Now, for the lit review, you're going to need to quickly become knowledgeable on various aspects of your research topic. Some topic or aspects you may know very little about, and what I hope to do in this video is show you how to best use our research databases to, number one, find articles that get you up to speed on research and techniques that experts have used when conducting research in a similar area, and two, find articles that give you a more in-depth understanding of a particular research area. I'll also illustrate that using examples of research topics that previous 399 field camps have studied. For the first example, I'll use the topic of dendrochronology. Here's the topic as it appeared in a previous course outline. Note the definition given here of dendrochronology. Tree ring dating might also be used in our search as an alternate term. We also see some additional aspects of the topic that we might want to do separate searches for, such as environmental or climate changes, and perhaps other aspects of this technique, such as forest fires or flooding. Now, I'm going to assume for the purposes of this video that if you had this topic, you would want to do a literature review on the latest research in the field of dendrochronology. Let's go to our database. I'm going to start in the Web of Science database. Web of Science is a very comprehensive database of peer-reviewed journal articles. I'll do a simple search on dendrochronology, and I'll change the drop-down at left from All Fields to Topic. Note a topic search searches in the article title, abstract, author keywords, and what Web of Science calls the keywords plus, but it's not searching all the fields that are available to search. So this gives us a more refined set of precise results. When we run this search, we retrieve well over 3,000 results. Now, one of the great things about Web of Science for your purposes is that you can refine your results immediately to display the review articles in a set. Review articles are not reports of original research themselves, but are instead reviews of research in a particular field and are published in peer-reviewed journals. We can do that by clicking the review article filter on the left and then refine. As we refine our results, we see 93 articles now being retrieved. That's still a lot. So another thing you might want to do to limit your results is select those that are published within the last 5 years. You can do that in the facet at the left-hand side under publication years, then click refine. So now we have 28 results that are review articles for our topic, and we can scroll through these results. And as we look down the list, we note this article, New Frontiers in Tree Ring Research, and we can see in the description that this is a literature review, and it discusses case studies at the cutting edge of interdisciplinary tree ring research. This is exactly the kind of article that might be helpful to you. Now, you might find that these articles are a little bit broad for your topic. So here's a second suggestion for you. We'll go to the top and we can go to our results. Maybe if we click on the search, we'll be back to our original search screen, and I'll add in a row and then maybe add some additional search terms like climate or environment, and we can look for those terms in the topic areas. And then we can add a row and perhaps put in change because we're interested in climate change or environmental change. And we'll search for that term in all the fields. Now we're getting a lot of results, over 1,200, but we're getting fewer review articles, just 45. We could further narrow our results by clicking on our search at the top next to the eyeglass, and then we might want to add in another field for a geography. So we could say, and actually I'll look for this term in all the fields, we could say Ontario. and now we're getting 25 results. This is a much more workable set of results, and you may be able to get some good information on recent work done in this area by downloading an article that looks somewhat relevant and examining the introduction section or the literature review section if your article has one. You can also experiment with different aspects of your topic. So maybe you're not interested in climate change, or you might also be interested in fires or burn frequency, which are two terms that are used in your write-up example, in your assignment example. So we could use those. And again, we could limit to just review articles to see what recent research has been done on in dendrochronology and burn frequency of forests, for example. Or you could look at the articles in general. And we could again add in Ontario as a geographical term and see what kind of research has been done on that aspect of dendrochronology. There are a few additional things I'd like to mention about Web of Science very briefly. First, you've seen how Web of Science can limit results to various document types. If you want to ensure you're retrieving only peer-reviewed articles, always click the Articles box, as we saw before. Also, remember to break your search down into individual related terms and enter those terms in the separate search boxes, as I've been doing here. You don't want to enter questions into the search box in any of our research databases. That will just confuse the search and you'll get very few and sometimes no results at all. Lastly, at the time of this video's creation, we had some issues pop up because we recently refreshed our library's website, and this caused some buttons not to be displayed in the results screen. These are the buttons that say "Get it at Laurier." In this video, you'll see blank boxes where the buttons would appear. That issue has been resolved as of the beginning of classes, so it shouldn't be an issue for you when you search. If you have any questions, please contact me via my email listed here and on the course guide. Feel free to book an appointment with me directly. A link to that is also available on the course guide.